This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hey, welcome back to the third hour of the program. This is Ryan Dawson filling in for Mike Rivera today. We'll also be here tomorrow. I had a question about the Pentagon, and yes, I believe an airplane ran into the Pentagon because there is plenty of evidence of an airplane hitting the Pentagon and zero evidence of a missile hitting a Pentagon and zero motive for a missile to hit the Pentagon. Whether you believe it was actually Al-Qaeda that did it or the government, the official story version has to be that an airplane ran into the wall, and it would be absolutely retarded to swap that out with this switcheroo stuff and hit it with a missile and magically leave parts of a plane, kill everybody on the plane, make all these witnesses see a plane. But the reason that mythos got out there is because of propaganda films. We had the Pentagon Strike music video, and then you had this film called Loose Change, which got everything wrong about 9/11. It was financed by Deborah Simon, a Jewish billionaire. It was the kosher version of 9/11. And what they did on the Pentagon section of that film is in every single photograph they used of the Pentagon, they only showed the second floor. And they always either had water spraying underneath or a car parked in the way, or they showed it so that they never showed you this giant 100-foot hole in the bottom floor. They only showed the second floor, which is this little 16-foot hole. And then they went on and on about the statistics on how large these Boeing planes were and how it could not possibly fit in this hole. Well, no duh, Sherlock. Yes, a plane cannot fit into a 16-foot hole. I don't think any engineer, physicist, or even a 4-year-old would disagree with you there. The problem is, it wasn't a 16-foot hole. There was a 16-foot hole on the second floor and a big 100-foot hole on the bottom floor, which is where the plane went in. There were pieces of the plane all over the place. The columns were bent in that way. It was still there after the fact. It's not like it did not all burn up and disappear and evaporate. That is not true. There were big pieces of plane all over the place. And I just don't know why or how this myth continues. I mean, Loose Change is easy to debunk. That is just Jonestown nonsense. That's the guy that promotes all the filth on 9/11 that says the Israelis couldn't have been involved and just all this rhetoric. And he's the guy, the same guy that's promoting the earthquake machines and telling you Y2K is going to kill you and, you know, all the Hollywood's living in bunkers in New Zealand and juice boxes are laced with hormones that are going to make you gay and video games control your mind and just utter nonsense. Just turn that stuff off. It's sensationalist. It's BS. That is total disinformation. These people are not that stupid. They're not idiots. It's on purpose. It's to discredit 9/11 and conspiracies in general with a bunch of hoo-ha sensationalist nonsense so that when you bring up the subject, people think you're freaking retarded because you've been associated with these David Icke lunatics to talk about space aliens and all that and Alex Jones and all his weirdo stuff. I've spent most of my life, on 9/11, I've made a big 3-hour documentary about it called War by Deception, going over serious facts and documents. And I can tell you, debunking the official story is easy to do. The biggest problem in the way, and people are afraid to infight or whatever, it is not infighting to single out disinformation and call it for what it is. My biggest problem about 9/11 is always dealing with these brainwash people who've been listening to Jonestown for years, and you really have to sit down one-on-one and calmly go over all the disinformation they've been fed. It's really disgusting, and it's really well-financed, and they're very good at it. But yes, an airplane absolutely hit the Pentagon. And we have Paul from Canada coming on.
Ryan, how are you?
Sorry. All right. 6 a.m. I'm grumpy. I've been up since 4 a.m.
That's okay. I have a little bit of a funny sense of humor myself. Just wanted to let you know that Snowden released new documents 5 minutes ago.
Really?
That the NSA has been spying on Santa Claus.
Ah.
Yeah, and Santa Claus has white, red, and green skin on Christmas Day. Same color as a candy cane. And this has all been released. Yeah.
But, you know, I heard from these, I think, I'm seeing these documents now. There's actually Santa Claus is there with Al Gore trying to save the polar bears.
There you go. You know? And his manufacturing center is underwater, and oh yeah. Meanwhile, where I am here up in Canada, it's been like -30 for the last 3 days. Today's a little warmer there; it's -9, but
it's been snowing in Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like -22 Fahrenheit here for the last 3 days, and snowing in Egypt. Like, but anyways, listen, Ryan, I share a lot of the same kind of philosophies and ideas that Mike does, and YouTube, by the way. I'm subscribed to your YouTube channel, and I find a lot of the stuff that you talk about is very sensible and makes a lot of sense. But what I wanted to ask you, and it's something that's been bothering me for quite a while, is what do you think about this partnership between Greenwald and Pierre... what's his last name? Omidyar?
Oh, yeah.
PayPal CEO, and about that $250 million relationship that sprouted itself up about a month ago. And
yeah, you know, it's like I liked Glenn Greenwald's reporting for a long time, you know, for a mass media guy anyway. And, you know, he's been joined. It's not just him. It's Jeremy Scahill's joined him, too, and he's one of those kind of left-leaning gatekeepers with Amy Goodman, and I used to like him a lot. I think he wrote an excellent, excellent book on Blackwater, but I was quite disappointed with Dirty Wars. I mean, there's a good interview I did with Thomas Mountain about this. We touched on it, but you know, if you're going over there and you're kind of nitpicking about this drone attack and that, and you spend all that time in Somalia and Ethiopia and Eritrea, and you're not going to talk about the millions of people dying and who are refugees and starving to death and all the corruption with USAID and all that. I mean, you would have to not mention that on purpose. I mean, so for him to be associated in this same group, I really think Glenn might be getting taken to the cleaners here. But again, they got him right after, you know, his lover had been stopped and interrogated by the goons, you know, his boyfriend from Brazil, and they, you know, he was more willing to say, oh, well, I just got this new media thing and joined right up. And so we'll see. But really, I think, no matter who's paying him, Glenn Greenwald's not going to change the way he reports anything. He's doing how he always has been for the years I've been listening to him and reading, him. So, I don't think it is going to affect his reporting. And so I will reserve judgment for now on that matter.
Oh, thank God, because that's what I was thinking, too, because, to be honest with you, I'm very suspicious of everything myself, Ryan, and I look into things deeply. But everything that I've heard out of Glenn so far has been made a lot of sense to me, too, right?
And I want to point something out, too, because they're like, why don't they just release all the documents right now? And the reason for that is because you have... As a journalist, you have to vet these, because if you're wrong about one of them, it would discredit everything, right? And the media would be all over you. So you got to...
Oh, they'd eat you alive.
Oh, absolutely. And so you have to... trust me, I know about that. I mean, I've been attacked.
No, yeah, email. Yeah. No, I've seen some of your interviews. They're pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, and so you got to vet everything. If you say something stupid, especially if you've been right most of the time, they'll destroy you with it. And so it takes a process. And, you know, he can't do it by himself, so... The Guardian and all these other researchers are vetting out the sources and making sure it pans out, and it turns out it is. I mean, Snowden's been honest about everything so far, so they are releasing them as quickly as they can verify them, and that's why that is. And I can
really
tell you, if someone was going to pay me, I'd take the money, but I'm not going to change what I'm saying, you know?
Well, yeah, and I reserve my judgment, too, because if it continues to go the way it's going now, then it's very positive. I don't care if he's getting more money, and I don't care if he gets book deals. If he stays true to helping us all out in his own way, then I'm totally happy with that. Now, another thing that I want to get from you is, what do you think of the abuse that Larry Klayman took from the mainstream media for having a judge, a judge in his favor against
Richard
the
Leon,
other
you mean? I'm going to have to answer after the break. The federal judge, Richard Leon, yeah.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. This is, well, I guess we got a little bit more music there, but okay, we're back. This is the What Really Happened show. I'm Ryan Dawson, subbing for Mike Rivero, and Paul from Canada had a question about Larry Klayman. Before I answer that, I think it should, or we can say who he is and what this case is about, but he basically won a case against the NSA this week, and there was a federal judge named Richard Leon who ruled in his favor, and since then, this is the guy, Larry started Judicial Watch, he's just been hounded by mass media. CNN cut his mic off. They smear him about his views on this and that, which are irrelevant to the NSA case. And they've been all over this guy. And so I believe you asked me about the treatment, what the treatment he's getting. And I would say, you know, when you're over the target, you get flack when you're over the target.
50 cals. They're pulling out all the big guns, Ryan, and they're just aiming them right at his head.
Yeah, they're trying to sink him. I mean, you saw this, like, they talk about, oh, he thinks Obama's a secret Muslim, and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if he does or not, but it sounds like a smear to me. And this is sort of a, sort of reminds me of how desperate they got trying to smear Ron Paul. I mean, they actually pulled out the racist card on Dr. Paul. I mean, that man is absolutely not a racist. And I mean, it didn't stick at all when they brought up the newsletters and all that. I mean, this is the kind of panic mode you see the MSN get into all the time.
It didn't, like, they tried, but it didn't stick, which was probably better for me in my soul than him actually winning the election, was that they couldn't make it stick with the racist stuff. I was so happy about that. But, like, my personal opinion is the same as yours. I sat there and watched them character assassinate him, just like they tried to do with Snowden at first. And,
yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah. And, the
and
truth
Manning.
Is, and Manning. And the truth is...
Or Chelsea, whatever.
Yeah, and Chelsea, whatever. But the truth is that if you don't hear anything weird about them within the first 3 or 4 months after they come out, which is Snowden, nothing weird after the 3 or 4 months after he came out. Manning, nothing weird. Yeah, okay, so he's a girl, but he's a boy, so what? And
whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Who cares? And he isn't killing people on the side, trying to hide it from people or whatever.
Exactly. He's not part of the psychopath group that murdered over 1 million Iraqis based on a war and lies. Or anything. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, yeah, that's, I call it the Lewinsky effect. That's all that was. Total distraction media. It's like the Danish minister or whatever, Obama,
well,
taking selfies at a funeral.
Clayman.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing with Clayman. They're trying to totally divert everybody. And the judge ruled in his favor. And who cares what he's been into? He's a litigator.
Did
and,
you see his report? Because it was pretty epic for a judge. Because he was talking about Madison and using words like it was Orwellian. And he's right. I mean, what the NSA is doing, tapping your phones, should be protected by the Fourth Amendment for protection of unreasonable searches and seizures. Duh. But now, you know, Pelosi and those folks can't walk around saying it's legal, because it isn't.
No. And it isn't. And his name is Richard Leon. And I can tell you one thing right now. You must have read quite a few history books, Ryan. You know?
I have a degree in history, actually.
You know? Like, the guy read some history books, and he decided that we're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, it's this... The sort of justification they had with this one line out of the Patriot Act. I know there's a case for this particular case, he's talking about a case in 1979 about tapping someone's phone or whatever. But for the NSA spying, they were using a section out of the Patriot Act. And this is sort of a fig leaf justification for the NSA's insane spy program, you know, of guilty until innocent. But we should be repealing the Patriot Act. You know, everyone listening, go to congress.org. And type in your zip code, get your Congress critter's number, call the legislative assistant, and tell them you want to repeal the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
They should just be getting thousands of calls every day.
You know,
there's nothing good about the Patriot Act.
I'm reading a little bit of his decision here, you know, and he said, like, the last ruling on this is 79, Smith versus Maryland ruling,
right,
and it's about Fourth Amendment privacy on right to phone numbers they call. Well, look, you know, that's a little bit old. You know, the software that's, like, I'm a programmer, eh? So the software that's available today and the database storage capabilities that are there is, so everything you do, everywhere you march, everything you've got with an RFID and any kind of conversation you have with anybody anywhere.
Plus, it's not just your calls. They're getting all your metadata. They know where you've been, where you've walked. You know, everything you've ever done in any location you've ever been in, as long as you didn't yank the battery out of your phone, they have it.
That's right. And the thing is that that's not the thing that scares me. I don't mind them having these capabilities.
I do. It's a waste of money.
Well, it's a waste of money. It's a pretend industry that perpetuates itself through foreign policy. And also that, you know, we're humans. We will have ambassadors to other countries. They will interact with the officials of the other country. They will report back to us in human one-on-one terms if they have suspicions or not. We don't need to track every single individual of every country, every citizen, everywhere that walks the street.
Yeah. Well, if you look at the Petraeus scandal and other things, you can see what the NSA is really doing. Their primary job is to gather blackmail on politicians and powerful judges. And Sibel Edmonds, my old boss, she's ex-FBI translator that had a gag order placed on her. She met with John Robertson, who basically went over. He was there, you know, how he knew the process of how judges are selected, and it's the ones who have the skeletons in the closet who are chosen because they have skeletons in their closet. I mean, before all this, we had Richard Perle's data center where he's gathering dirt on everybody, and the Kushner connections, and the blackmails and the honey traps the old school way. So that's all the NSA is doing. They're not looking for terrorists. They're not looking for terrorists. And eating up all that metadata just creates an ether to where it's so overwhelming you'd never find anything anyway. You find someone who's a political dissident who you disagree with, and then they go pull their file out of the library and have everything on them. And if they don't have anything, they'll get somebody, some dirt on somebody in their family or something.
Well, sure, or 17 relatives away that keeps in contact through Facebook or something. You know, like,
yeah.
Just...
Oh, you knew a guy, knew a guy, knew a guy, knew a terrorist, so you're going to
get
well.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like, that's where, you know, that's how it's coming to now. And, you know, of course, because everybody's, under, you know, their, you know, knowledge, and they know everything of every move of every official everywhere for the last 10 years, then, you know, then we all suffer for that because, you know, even if we support one of them or the other one, or we have ideologies that match this person or that person, which is not the way democracy works, Ryan. It's about, and even a republic, it's about what everybody thinks, and, you know, everybody ease up on everybody a little bit, you know, and stop, you know, getting all paranoid and freaked out about everything. And governments are not...
They're all up in our business. They're grabbing our balls
and
in the airport.
They're not,
you know,
the
they're looking at people's underwear.
That's right, and they're not the be-all, end-all of humanity. It's the people that are the be-all, end-all of humanity. Not
the government's the exact opposite. Nobody has killed the scale more than the state. Ever. But I got a few more callers on the line, but thanks for your call and continue listening. I have Jacob in California. Go ahead, Mr. Jacob.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, well, I'm reporting the news. We were talking about the NSA recently. Do you have a question or a comment?
First off,
I have such bad timing, man. I'll pick it up right after the break.
Okay,
sorry.
Moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
A nice little song there. Okay, now the break is finished. Thank you for holding on. This is the What Really Happens show, usually with Mike Rivero. I am substituting today. This is Ryan Dawson of ANCReport.com, and I'll be filling in tomorrow as well. We've been talking about, we talked about JFK for a while, the NSA, and we have Jacob from California on the line. What's on your mind?
I was going to say before the break, This network is great, by the way, RBN. But if for anyone listening in, you should really follow what Ryan Dawson does with, like, serious interest. Because, like you pointed out, independent news media is, like, really important nowadays. And with the Internet, like, trying to be more and more constricted and controlled, I think it's really important that, like, what you do specifically is, like, pushed out there for people just to, like, grab on to, because, like I said, they're going to start censoring, like, more and more of your stuff because, you know, I mean...
I had a YouTube video about the floods in Gaza censored 2 days actually.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. I mean, that's just, like, one video, but soon, I mean, like, the more notoriety you get, I mean, like, this this is just going to explode because they don't have a monopoly on the internet. I mean, they're trying to, obviously. I mean, I sent you that Google debit card. I mean, it's like it's just getting really bad. I mean, like, just how things are getting more controlled. I didn't watch that video on YouTube about the Afghanistan hearing, but I watched the I heard the excerpt like an hour ago, and yeah, it really doesn't surprise me that like our government
none of that was on TV.
They don't know like what's happening at all in their own government, you know, like
they don't care. But they were there to sell another war for or to continue it for 5 years. But we're fighting back. I mean, the reason I'm on this program today, I mean, Mike Rivero and I just network together, and I will do the same for someone else on my show. I'm always willing to give someone a voice or give my voice or help out. I mean, independent media, we all need to help each other. I think there's sort of entrenchment for some. They're all little individuals with their own little sites. For me, at least, the whole purpose of why I do this at all is justice. And it's better served when we work together than people trying to hoard traffic or whatever. I don't know what the reason
is. I don't know what it is about older people in general, but they have there's the stigma that, like, young kids and, like, people in their 20 are, like, overly idealistic and things like that. But, like, you know what? It's like, I think there's, like, a gray area, like a common ground we can all agree on. It's like, okay, we can't, like, fix...
Well, idealism is what pushes the boundaries of practicality, what we all think of as acceptable and could actually be implemented. You have to have those outside that reaching way above what's actually possible, because that actually expands what is possible.
I mean, yeah, and that's, like, you know... Yeah, it's kind of trippy. Like, my dad, you know, grew up during, like, you know, the 60s and 70s and when it was in high school and going to college and stuff. And, like, is bad as, like, the hippie movement was and how, like, how selfish it all is. Like, I understand, like, the idea of, like, expanding our consciousness and, like, pushing ideas forward, because it's, like, you can't, okay, we understand that we can't get rid of, like, every greedy person ever or, like, every warlord. There's always going to be, like, problems to, like, you know, counter what you're doing, and there's always going to be negativity towards something, like, being forward-thinking and stuff, and, like, I totally understand that. But like I said, it's like, there's a gray area. We can stop all this, all the BS, you know, like, all the lying and deception, and put the information out there so people can... Like, look at the difference. They can watch something like Fox News.
Well, people, you're making a good point there about war, because people say, well, war's always been around since ancient times, and the only thing that changes is the level of technology. But but that's because they've always had a monopoly on press. Each war is always started by deception. And because of the internet and the way we're able to disseminate information so much faster now, we may finally be a point in human history where we can prevent war. For every war that's been started, they've also been stopped. And we've always had the peace movement, too, pushing to end wars and stop pointless slaughter. And there are the vast majority of Earth has not had a war in many, many centuries.
And I know how, like, movements can be, like, upheaved and, like, taken and commercialized and stuff like that. Like, you know, Alex Jones and sensationalized. And I get all that. And, like, but I just think that, like, if people had the information and they could... You know, think, because people are smart, and I think that if they're given the information, they can decide for themselves, because one is genuine, and you're talking about facts, and they're like, wow, I didn't know this was happening, this is really disgusting. And then you look at, like, Fox News, where it's all, like, you know, rainbows and flowers, and, like, you know, these talking heads, and they won't talk about anything, they're scripted, and they're like...
The women and the men wearing makeup, reading talking points?
It's not even, like, I mean, I'm not going to go into a rant about makeup, but, like, I understand, like, the need for, like, presentation and stuff, but, like, it's just so, like, fake, and, like, they don't care about you. The whole fair and balanced thing, it's just a lie. Like, your whole website, and for anyone listening, you know, anti-neocons, the ANCReport.com, all of that, neoconservatism, like, you know, like, even right and left politics in themselves are, like, a lie. They don't work. It's just a stage for people to, like, you know, pretend like they're making a difference, but really, like you said, they're just changing hands, and this has been happening.
Yeah, it's
forever.
Pro wrestling kind of. I mean, it's a real false paradigm, left and right. But What they do, the left wing of imperialism and the right wing of imperialism brand themselves to different demographics. And so the left is a little bit better at selling itself to different demographics within society and the right to others, but they're really just selling the same brand. So it's just like bottled water. Bottled water is water. And, you know, Evian went after the athletes and Perrier went after the posh people or whatever. And they would associate with the commercial of, yes, I'm a little like a debutante. Whatever. I'm going to drink my Perrier from a green bottle. And, oh, yeah, I'm an athletic person, so I'm going to have Evian. And then they had just different sectors of who they were going after.
I'm a Coke, started going after minorities and so on.
So you just see that. It's water. It's water. It's usually tap water.
Yeah.
They branded themselves, and it worked. Because those segments of society were buying the brands that were in the commercials targeted to them. So that, I think bottled water is a perfect example of that mess. And that's how politics works a lot of the time with leftists and rightists.
Well, that's like, there's actually a film that came out. It's an independent film called Branded about, like, it's kind of like a sensationalized film where, like, the ad agency is, like, literally, like, this monster only he can see and things like that. And it's a pretty interesting movie because it dives into like how...
Do you know the name of the movie?
Yeah, it's called Branded. It came out in 2010. And it's a pretty interesting movie. But what's interesting is like it kind of goes into the history of how like propaganda and ads work. And it's just fascinating to learn how like consumerism... I mean, now even with the internet, they push this like... With everything being so, like, you know...
Well, a lot of
like,
consumerism is based on breaking down your self-worth and replacing it with products that can improve you there.
Right,
but
exactly.
I had to let you go in a second because I have another caller coming on and I have some news to cram through, too. But do you want to make a final point for us?
No, just... I mean, yeah, we could talk about this for
hours. Recommend that Branded and... call back anytime. I'm on the show tomorrow and enjoy it. I'm glad we have young listeners. I think the youth is where it's at. John in Tennessee, not Texas, I'm sorry, in Tennessee. Thank you for waiting.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello there.
A couple things I want to touch on. First of all, to the previous caller, you've got a mind. God gave you a mind. Fire your synapses. Don't trust images given to you with a video or a movie, even if you think it's good. Use your mind. Come to your own conclusions. Before I get to what I'm going to say, don't believe anything that I'm going to say, although I believe it to be true. Try to prove me wrong, and then you'll come to a conclusion that you can live with.
Yeah, it's always good to try and falsify things, because if you can't, it might be true. But just don't take anything based on faith alone.
Right. So do your own research. Anyway, some interesting words. I've been on RBN for about 10 years as a caller, 8 years, 9 years. And people that hear me know I love words. They're important. They mean things. And when you change the tone or the inflection, you change meaning. So here's some examples, and then I'll get to the meat of what I called about. You're talking about government. Government, people, is a compound word. It's government. And if you look at govern means to control, M-E-N-T is where we get the first part of mentality. So it is to control the mind. I'm not anti-government, don't get me wrong, as long as the government is leading you in the right direction and they're not set about to destroy and to enslave. So there's good government, good mind control if you
want. Well, I'm hearing the music, John, but you can hold through the break if you like.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 Polar Bears, $4 guests, 3 felt automakers, 2 melting ice caps, and a fear moment documentary.
Nice. Okay, so we are back. This is the What Really Happened show. The number to call in is 800-313-9443. We had John in Tennessee. You were talking about the power of words and government and mind control, and you weren't completely against government. But I don't want to be a jerk or anything, but we do have to speed along because I got to cram through his story in the next 15 minutes. But
all right,
tell us. But it's okay. Tell us what you're getting at.
Couple other words real quickly. Invalid. Well, you're in a wheelchair, you're homebound, you're an invalid. Well, are you invalid or are you, in their eyes, invalid? Uniformed military, uniformed police. Are you one form, uniformed, or are you one formed, uninformed?
How about soldier?
Yeah, and when you become a policeman that understands what's going on, they let you put on real clothes and they call you detective. The Patriot Act, providing America tools required to intercept and obstruct terrorism, written months in advance of 9/11. And who turns out to be the terrorists that they talk about when they mention the Patriot Act? The American people. Isn't it interesting that the Patriot Act also allows drones like the DARPA drone, which is, you know, the Argus drone, the autonomous real-time ground ubiquitous surveillance system where they can actually surveil, store, and watch you from 15,000 feet for 15 square miles and store the information and recall it at a future date. Isn't it amazing that we really are living in Orwellian society? We are in a police state. We are under surveillance. But yet, the ones that...
Not just the drones that are shooting people, but the ones that are spying on people, which you can never see.
It's biblical, man. They have made this thing... This DARPA drone is really bothering me because they've made this thing all-seeing, all-present, all-knowing, and given it the ability, according to what Obama has to say, to take you out with a missile strike. You know, they've made this thing all-powerful, all-present, and all-knowing. All-seeing eye in the sky, and yet...
It's like the drones is fictional, but from the movie Oblivion. They just swoop down and shoot people when they want... You look at how they play with words to get around the law, like you're not allowed to torture a POW, a prisoner of war, but if you don't call him a prisoner of war, you just say he's an enemy combatant, then you can torture him, but it's not torture, it's advanced interrogation technique, so it's perfectly legal.
Listen to what they're telling you in Washington. It was on John Stettmiller's broadcast yesterday, talking about Nancy Pelosi telling someone, you got to embrace the suck. I mean, these people are sick, man. They're sick. Look at their eyes. The eyes really are the window to a man's soul.
They're true psychopaths. I mean, you look at what they're doing. It's just murder and theft to scale. It's unbelievable.
Like
it's not just the U.S.
Don't believe anything that I say. Just go to prove me wrong. That's what I did. And your eyes will open up and you go, wow, man, we really are in the Wizard of Oz. We really are not in Kansas.
The police state isn't just coming. It's here, and it's been here.
It's absolutely.
I mean, the cops, the just story today, they threw a couple in jail for a month. They've been sitting a month for homemade soap because the cop did a field test and decided it was cocaine, and then the lab test came back finally and said, no, it actually is homemade soap. But they sat in jail anyway because they couldn't afford bail because the bail was set at $5,000 or $500,000, excuse me, half a million. So
all
they
right.
just had to sit and waste their life for a month. But thanks for the call, John.
And take care.
Cops, I'm not going to be able to get into my police story with 8 minutes left. So what I'm going to do with the remaining time is just sort of touch on some things that I'll be talking about tomorrow and some things I wanted to at least mention. My friend, Syrian girl, that's not her name, but she remained anonymous, but she had her Twitter suspended, and I promised her I mentioned that today. And the reason was, of course, she was talking about Syria, but she's talking about these leaks that tell us what we already know. I mean, you listeners to RBN already knew this with the infamous gas attacks in Syria, which were blamed on the government, acting as a pretext to hammer down on them. Of course, it was from the rebels, and it was supplied to them from the usual channels, the Turks, the Saudi Arabians, GCC monarchy, petro monarchies down there. But these journalists had leaks proving they knew about it. The Russians came out today. And again, I know we all knew about this, but it's a big step for the authoritarians to be admitting it finally. And the Russians were saying, too, just like the previous two times when the rebels got caught using gas, this time was the same. And, I mean, the UN is down there to inspect the second gassing, which it did conclude came from the rebels. And then there's a third gassing right in front of them. And it all got blamed on Assad. And you had the Boltons and McCains and all them on the free corporate news network all repeating the same lie over and over again until it was believed. And, well, it wasn't even believed because the American people did stand up and say, no, we're not going to shoot missiles into Syria. But they're being carved up now by these Wahhabi Salafi groups who have totally taken over the FSA as bad as they were. They're worse now because they're completely beholden to Al-Qaeda, and the U.S. is aiding them. They're giving them non-lethal aid now because Turkey's been giving them over like 67 tons of weapons, and the U.S. is providing them with training and money. It's another proxy war. Absolutely disgusting. So we'll talk about Syria a lot more tomorrow. I got to mention the floods in Gaza. I put a video up on YouTube. It got rejected. because I believe because of the content. They said because of the time length, but I have videos every 15 minutes all the time. It's just when you get on certain subjects that it gets censored. But Gaza Strip right now, it's underwater and flooding with sewage. And that's because of Israel's, this is man-made. I mean, the rain's not man-made, but they're not able to treat their sewage because they have a gas shortage. They can't run the electricity needed. Oh, this is so sad. They can't run the electricity for their sewage treatment center. And so they actually have a river of doo-doo, because they can't say the fecal matter, let's say. It smells like John McCain, if you don't know what it is, and it's brown and wet. All over their houses, all over, it's like a river all over in Gaza, and these poor kids are getting skin diseases and they're abandoning their homes. I mean, these people have been abused so badly. You know, house demolitions, the Israelis blow up their homes, they put them in checkpoints, they steal their water, they burn their farms, they uproot their trees, and now they're actually literally waiting around in their own waste because they don't have enough gasoline to run their sewage treatment facility. I don't know how much more these people can put up with, like, these poor people, these poor kids especially, growing up like that. And no one's helping them, and yet they send $3 billion in aid to Israel, which is an absolutely racist state. It's beyond apartheid. Apartheid, at least you're using the underclass for labor or something like that. The Israelis don't want to use the Palestinians for labor. They want them gone. They want them dead. They want them out of there. And they have state-sponsored colonization of the West Bank. Openly, you know, Jewish-only homes, Jewish-only roads. It's just utterly preposterous. And I do want to talk about the floods some more tomorrow, too. There was a coup which failed in South Sudan, but it still ended up with a lot of people murdered in Africa, and I want to talk about that. There's the bitcoins going up to 1,200 and then dramatically falling back down to 500. They lost more than half of their worth because of government policies from the communist government in China. I'll be explaining some more of that, and I have a humorous video from Peter Schiff. He called it again. He had a debate / discussion with Stefan Molyneux, and Peter Schiff mentioned a scenario like this, and that's exactly what happened. There's good news out of Iceland. They threw the bankers in jail. I'll be explaining that story. Also, 4 bankers are going to go to jail. 2 of them got 5-year sentences, and 2 more 3-year sentences. And this is really good news that, once again, Iceland showing us how it ought to be done and paving the way and showing what we could do. But in America, of course, bankers don't go to jail. Bankers get bonuses, not only from the Fed, but also from you. They're just laughing at you. They probably stole your house. So we'll get more back into that. NSA, Japan, Iceland, CIVS, AA readings, Gaza floods, Syria, and a lot more news tomorrow. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow. Check out ereport.com, folks. I'll have all these archived up there.